Zog the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the last line. Mishum Abishmol Omer Talmid Echot. It's going back on the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that Beis Shammai said that a Hechsham over here is Lechi Vekoira, both. Beis Hillel says Lechi or Koira. Rabbi Eliezer says Lechayin. Mishum Abishmol Omer Talmid Echot. Fnei Rabbi Kiva, Lenecha Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Amovi Shepachos Mi Abba Amos. If the Movi is less than 4 Amos in width, the opening the door, then everyone agrees that it's a lechi or a koira. Amanechku says that oisa talmid mishum b'shemol or talmid echlim shem b'kiva. Where's the machlokes? Al roichav me'aba ames only between 4 ames in width and 10 ames. The b'shamis says lechi koira. B'shul says or lechi or a koira. On that the mission finishes. Omega b'kiva al zev zeh nechleku. So Rabbi Kiva is the same as Tanakama l'chara. Tanakama says that Beis Shammai holds lechi v'kara, and Beis Hillel says lechi or a kara, and we don't differentiate if it's less than Dalet Amos the opening, or if it's between Dalet and Yud. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel Omer Talmid Echot l'fei Rabbi Kiva lo nechi Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Amovi Shepachos Midalet. Only the machlokes is only by Midalet and Yud. So the chari Tanakama is the same as Rabbi Kiva. Omer Kiva al zev zeh nechleku. That is Tanakama before he's a Talmid. Zok di Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Kiva Oyma Al Zev Zeh Nechleku. Rabbi Kiva Haynu Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva is the same as Tanakama. That Hechshem Movi Beis Shammai is Lechi and Koira, and Beis Hill is Lechi or Koira. And Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva don't differentiate between Kotzer than Dalet Amos or not. In the Roichav of Dalet Amos, the Machlokes is even by Dalet Tvachim till Yud Amos. Doesn't have to be Dalet Amos Dafka. Zogt aber noch, Mora, des gufe den Afkamina. Ike benayu, de Rav Achle, vitem Rabbi Chil veloi mesayme. We had a Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Beis, Rav Achle, that said that if the Pesach, if the opening is not Dalet Tvachim, it doesn't need a tikkun, it has to have a shir of a Pesach. If it doesn't have a shir of Pesach, it's not a tikkun. So then, one of the Tanoim, we have Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva, one of them holds of Rav Achle, that there's no machlokes at all less than Dalet Tvachim. Less than Dalet Tvachim, you don't need a tikkun at all in the Mavui. And the other Tana holds that the machlokes is even by less than Dalet Tvachim, because he doesn't hold the Bevachla. That means either it's Beis Shammai or it's Beis Hillel. Either the Mandomer holds you need Lechi or Koira, that's Beis Hillel. Or the Mandomer says you need Lechi and Koira, Beis Shammai. It's said even by less than Dalet Tvachim, meaning doesn't hold the Bevachla's din, that less than Dalet Tvachim doesn't need a tikkun. So the Rashi, Movi pochs me abe tvachim. Chad minai isse de ba'aba u me abe u lamala pligi. That the machlokes is only for 4 tvachim in honor. Ava pochs me abe ain't so chlum. And the other one holds that the machlokes is even by less than dalet tvachim. Vele misai me hei minai isse de rabachi. Ve hei minai less de rabachli. And this is what we said before, that of achle gufa tanoi. This is the machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Kiva and Tanakama is the machlokes tanoim if you hold of achle or not. Now the Rishonim say over here, this is only referring to a case where the Mavi itself is Dalet Tvachim in width. Just the Pesach is less than Dalet Tvachim. Over here is a Machlekes, is the din of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel apply even by less than Dalet Tvachim. But Avada the Mavi itself is Dalet Tvachim. But if let's say the Mavi itself is less than Dalet Tvachim, like the doorway, the Lekuli Alma Tzimokim Ptur, they don't need a ticket at all. As I state Behedya, in the Ravid, and the Rajba brings a Ravid, and the others trying to bring this Ravid, that the Machlokes would not be Negei Beklal if the Mavi itself is less than Dalet Tvachim. Zog the Gemara, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Dovazeh. Rabbi Shmuel never said this. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Talmud Echot. Talmud is quoting Rabbi Shmuel. So Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel never said this. Elo Oysa Talmud, Omer Dovazeh. The Talmud said this on his own. The Halacha is Talmud. Yet the Halacha is like this Talmud. Fact more hagufa kasha. Amr lo Rabbi Shmuel Dovazeh. Rabbi Shmuel never said this. Amr let's hilchus kavosei. So the halacha is not like this because Rabbi Shmuel never said it. V'hoda amr halacha goes Talmud. And then in the same breath you say the halacha is like the Talmud. How could that be? Zog di mora Omer Avido Mashmul lo Omer Rabbi Kiva el lechadit ba'asat Talmidim. He just said this to put the Talmidim on a pedestal. Avada the halacha is not like the Talmud. Lo Omer Rabbi Shmuel Dovazeh. He said it lechadit sal Talmidim to put the Talmidim on a pedestal. Zog di Rashi. Lo Omer Rabbi Kiva, lahay aloch goes to Talmid, ela lechadir es Talmidim, she yosim ulibam l'teira, they should put their mind to learning Torah, v'yoyim rupilpo milibam, lefikoch shibchu bifneihem. He was meshabech them in order that they should be put on a pedestal, and they should be, they should yisim alim l'teira v'yomim pilpam alibam. But Avada d'aloch is not like them. So the Ran explains why is it not a michshel. If you tell me that aloch is not like them, so then why would you be mechadet them in a way to seem to imply that aloch is like them? You say aloch is like the Talmud, but you didn't really mean it. You just said it to make them feel important. Why is it not a michshel? Explains the Ran, he wasn't concerned about the michshel. Since he started off and he said, loy omega bishmol dovazeh, the introduction is that Bishmol never said this. So everyone knows and understands that aloch is not like this. So once he gave this introduction of Loi Omer Bishmol Dovazeh, so in Mela, everyone knows that Aloche is not like this Talmud, even though he said right after that Aloche like is a Talmud, that's just Lechadid's Talmidim. Tosafot points out, this Lechadid is not like usually we find in Shas, Lechadid to see if they know what to answer on the question. Here the Lechadid is to put them on a pedestal that they should be Mesim Libam Letera V'yomu Pilpul Milibam. Zogdim Ovayit V'Rab Nachman Bayitzok Omer Nirin Itmar. He never said the halach is like the Talmud. He said nirin. Zok Rashi, nirin divrei oisa Talmud. Which is not saying the halach is like the Talmud, but it seems to imply that they're in the right direction. The halach is like the Talmud, that's how it's nirin. The nafkamina is if he said nirin or halacha, but both of them is lechadid the Talmidim to taka, put them on a pedestal and elevate them to show them the chshivas of their learning. Zogt gemar weit om Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi kom ok mishat moitze mishum Rabbi Shmuel om tami dechel lifne Rabbi Kiva. Whenever we find in Shas mishum Rabbi Shmuel om tami dechel lifne Rabbi Kiva, who is this Talmud? Einoy el Rameyo sheshimish es Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Kiva es Rabbi Kiva. It's referring to the goyzer Rameyo that was mishamish sai Rabbi Shmuel and sai Rabbi Kiva. Zogt gemar de Tanya that we see he learned by both of them. Om Rabbi Meir, kshisi eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, isi metel, metel kankensum, the techad yoy. When I learned Torah by Bishmol, I used to put in kankensum, it's a type of black ink that goes into the dyoy. V'loy omeli v'dovar, and he didn't protest, he didn't answer it. Rabbi Shmuel didn't answer it. What kankensum does, it prevents the ksav from being nimchak. Ukshabos yetzel Rabbi Kiva, when I came to Rabbi Kiva, so we see he learned Rabbi Kiva too. Osro lai, he disallowed me to use the kankensum. So we see Akoponim that Rameya learned by Bishmol and by Rabbi Kiva. Frag the Gemara, punkt verkehrt, Eini, is that the case? V'omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel Mishum Rameya. K'sho Yisi lo imedetz Rabbi Kiva, Rameya said, when I learned Rabbi Kiva, Yisi mata kankanum techa dioi, I put kankanum in the dioi, v'lo yomeli dover, and Rabbi Kiva did not protest. Ukshabos, Yetz Rabbi Shmuel, when I came to Rabbi Shmuel, Omeli B'ni, he told me, Mamalachtcho, what's your profession? Omalti lo lavelarani amasoifel, Omeli B'ni, have a zoe, Bimalachtcho, be very careful about your profession. Shemalachtcho, Melech Shomayimi, it's a Melech Shomayim. If you're not medactic, you can be Machiv de Welt, Shemata Mechas, Reis Achas, Omiyat Reis Achas. If you add on one letter, or you don't put in one letter, you can be Machiv de Ganze Welt, Hashem Alekechem, MS, if you leave out the Aleph, it's Hashem Lekechem Meis. Chas Mila Asker, you can be Machad Develt. Or, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekechem Hashem Echod. If you make the Dalet into a Reish, then it's Hashem Acher. So you have to be very careful even about one ois. Or if you're Moisef an ois. Vaidabe Hashem. If you add a Vov, it's Vaidabu Hashem. Shtei Reshuy ois Chas V'Shom. So you can be machiv the world. Zog di gemor Hashem at amachas roi sachas am yas roi sachas. V'nim it says machiv es kol oilom kuloi. Omarti loi. Dover echod yeshi. I have one thing. We can kantem shmoi. So there's no problem over the letters being erased. Sheinim shani matil teichad yoi. Omali, so Rabbi Shmuel told me, V'chimatilin kankatum v'techad yoi, V'aloi omro teira, the Torah says by the parish of Soita, V'kosav umocho, so you have to have a ksav that's yochel limchois, ksav yochel limchois. And since kankatum makes it that you can't erase with it, so you can be matil kankatum v'techad yoi. So Ibazoi, we see clearly a stira that Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion here that it's osa, and Rabbi Kiva is the one that was matil l'omalo dover. Now, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos in the Etzem Din that Rabbi Shmuel did not allow kankentum. Is it pshat? He didn't allow it only in the Parsha Soita, because the Parsha Soita that's written in the Torah, because going with the opinion that the Soita doesn't have to be written l'shmo. So you can take this the Parsha of Soita in the Torah itself, not l'shem the Isha was written, it was written for a Sefer Torah l'slamet. But that cannot be written with kankentum because that has to be erased. Or no, Tosfos says, not just that, from Soita we learn out that the whole Sefer Torah has to be written in a situation that it could be erased, so it can't be written but can't consume. Soita is the melamed to the rest of the Torah too. Zog the Gemara weiter. So what? Now the Gemara goes into etzem breise. Maiko amalei or maiko mahadalei. What was the Bishmol shakvitaya that the Meir and the Bishmol were shakel v'torin? Zog the Gemara hochi amalei loy mi baya chaseres v'yaseres. Not just by chaseres v'yaseres that I'm a bokiano. The loy teino. I'm not going to make a mistake in chaseres v'yaseres. That's what Meir told the Bishmol. Ela afilu mechish lezvuv. You don't have to be concerned about a zvuv. About a fly, about a mosquito that's going to touch an ois, it's going to smudge a dalad and make it into a resh. Nami, you don't have to be worried about that. The ma'osiv yosiv atag the dalad, he's going to make the dalad the tag and turn it into a resh. Umochiglei. Why? Umashvil a resh. Why don't I have to be concerned? Because I write with kankatum. Dove echad yeshli, ve kankatum shmoi, shanimata letechad yoi. And that's what he told the Bishmol. The Tos Shonim has another pshat, and he says, because the Zvuvim are stay away from Kankensum. So that's why they're not going to smudge it. Not because it's not erasable. It's because they are allergic. They stay away from Kankensum. So that's why there's no chashash al kaponim, that the dalad, the tag, will turn into a resh. And at that, Rabbi Shmuel said back, b'chimatilin Kankensum l'techad yoy, v'alo ometeira, they need v'kosa v'mocha, k'saf sh'yocholim chois. Now the Gemara says, Kasha Shimush Hashimush, Kasha Osra Osra. There's two kashas. Number one, who is he a Talmud by? First it says he was a Talmud by Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went to Rabbi Kiva. And the second price, it's Mashma, that he was Mishamesh Rabbi Kiva first, and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel. And in addition, it's Thomas Tira in the Etzim Psak Din. Here Rabbi Kiva asked it in the first price, and the second one is Le'om Le'dover. And the first price, Rabbi Shmuel was Le'om Le'dover. And the second price, he said that you're not going to be Matat Kankazum. Zogmo Bishle Meshimish Hashimish Le'kasha. The reason why it's not Shver, who is Meshamish first? Was he first the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva or first Rabbi Shmuel? Zogmo Rami Kogos Le'kam Rabbi Kiva first came to Rabbi Kiva. Uber Le'motzi Le'mekam Alibe. Since he wasn't able to understand Rabbi Kiva, it was too choy for him. So Memela. Also, the Kamad Rabbi Shmuel, he went to Rabbi Shmuel. V'goma gomro, and he learned by him, so he was able to understand the Bekiva after Rabbi Shmuel. V'hod also the Kamad, then he went to be Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So Melech Tachver, it says Rabbi Kiva first, and it says Rabbi Kiva second, because he was first Rabbi Kiva, then he went to Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went to Rabbi Kiva back. V'sova sovro, because after he went back to Rabbi Kiva, then he was able to understand Rabbi Kiva's members. Elo osra osra kasha, l'chor it's shver, here it's mashmat that Rabbi Shmuel asered, and here it's mashmat Rabbi Shmuel le'am adover, and like it was Rabbi Kiva, so tomorrow kasha, that taka remains shver. And the Gemara seemingly remains with the kasha, but it's not Zokta Blaise Moshe Horowitz, it's not a kasha like a tufta. Tufta, there's no pir, there's a pir chashen la tshuva. Kasha is a kasha, but it could be miyashiv, and he says you can say that a difference between the parsha of soita and kolotari kula, meaning that would be miyashiv the stiris in what are we referring to? Where would be also to be matil can consume? Depends where you'd be most of it. In the other parshas of the Torah or in the parsha of soita? In the Megillah soita or in stam in Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzahs? The Netzivim, Roy Misoda, and Soita, Dafchof, he has another pshat in Machiv Kol Olam Kula. He says, if the Sefer Torah is written incorrectly, Hashem Elokeichem Meis instead of Emes, or Hashem Acher instead of Echod, so that is going to make it that the Kriya Shaloi Kedin, and all the brachas that are said, the brach Levatola, and your Machiv developed because all the Chatois, people are not Yotzis Kriya Sefer Torah. So that is the Machiv Kol Olam Kula. Lemaisa Lahaloch, we're Noyeg, we're Moisiv, can't consume in the Dioi. Ayin Simon Lamed Beis, the Mishabur over there, how we make the Dioi B'Ksivas Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzahs. Zog Gemara weiter, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Remei Hoya Oimer, Lekol Metilin Kankentum Utechad Dioi, meaning, Yelaru Bimatil Kankentum in all the Dioi for anything you write, Chutz Mipasha Soita, except for the Pasha Soita, meaning the Pasha Soita of the Megillah Soita, or the Pasha Soita in the Sefer Torah. That you can write with Kankentum because it's not erasable. V'Rabbi Yankov Oimer Mishmoi, meaning not just Pasha Soita in the Sefer Torah. That's Mutter with Kankentum. Pasha Soita Shebe Mikdosh, the Megillah Soita, that they use in the Mikdosh for the Pasha Soita, that is what is not allowed to be with Kankentum because it's not Nimchak. Zog Mo Mabi Nayu, what's the Machloikas, Reb Yankov and Reb Yehuda, Om Reb Yemiya, Limchok Lomina Teira. Meaning, does the Pasha of Soita in the Sefer Torah has to be Nimchak or not? Ikabe Nayu, that's enough Kamina. Reb Yehuda holds, that what? That you're allowed to use the Sefer Torah itself for a Pasha Soita. So it has to be Nimchak. And you're not allowed to write it with Kankentum. because kankerzum is not erasable. Reb Yankov holds you're not allowed to use the parsha soita of the Sefer Torah itself to be mashka the soita. So mele you're allowed to use kankerzum because that's not the parsha that you're going to use anyways. It doesn't have to be erasable. Zokma vahani tanoi. Meaning this machlokes, if you're allowed to use the Sefer Torah itself for the Parsha Soita, or you're only allowed to use the Megillah Soita, not the Sefer Torah itself, and cut out the Sefer Torah, then use it for Parsha Soita. V'hani tanoi, kani tanoi. We have a similar machlokes. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Ein Megillosik Shechel Hashkut B'dah Soita Acheres. That means, if you have a Megillah that was written for one Isha, and then she was moider that she was a Mezana, so now it was written for her, could you use it now for someone else? So, you can use it for another soita. That means you don't have to have written lishma. So just like you also don't have to have written lishma, you can use a sefer Torah, the parsha of soita and sefer Torah, and use that. It wasn't written lishma. It was written lislamid. Sefer Torah is not written for an isha, for the parsha of soita. Sefer Torah is written to learn from. So if you don't need lishma, so what then you can use sefer Torah. If you need lishma, you can use a site of Megillah site for one isha, and now use it for a different isha. So then you can use a sefer Torah, and you can only use the Megillah site. The same achlokes, if you can use the sefer Torah for a site, or it has to be written lishma. Likewise, could you use a site written for one isha, and use that parsha and Megillah now for another isha. Zokma, what's the raya? Omer Papa Dilma Lohi. There's no raya in this machlokes, one way or the other. At kana koma tana kama hosom, meaning, when do we say it's a chisorin when it's written for one soita and you can't use it for a different soita? Ella came in the integlishum Rachel. It was written specifically for Rachel. So if it's written for a soita Rachel, it can be used for a different soita for Leia. Sula hada minkta l'shem Leia, because it's written for a different lady behedya. Avagabe Torah, the Torah wasn't written specifically for one person. The stoma michtav was written stoma. So mele, it could be kosher for any lady. It doesn't have to be written l'shma, it just can't be written for another lady. So Chanami, maybe La'olam Machkinon, maybe La'olam, he agrees that it's not nitik for other Noshim. So La'olam, he could use the parsha of the Sefer Torah itself and use that from Megillah Soita. Zogmor, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, likewise you can say Fakir, Dilma Lohi, At kana komer Rav Acher b'Rav Yoshiya Hosom, when did Rav Acher b'Rav Yoshiya say that it's kosher from one lady to use for another lady? It was chotch written for a soita. Yes, it was written for Rachel, not for Leah, but it was written for a soita. So then you can use it for another soita. Avagabe Torah, Sefer Torah was not written for any soita, but rather the Islamic ksiva. Sefer Torah was written to learn from. It's not written to be mashka any soita. So maybe that cannot be used for Pasha soita because there's a milah written for Rachel. It's chotch written for a soita. Masha Enget Sefer Torah was not written for anyone specifically. So maybe that cannot be used to be mashka soita and loy machkinon. So loyim is no raya from one to another. Now Laloch we pask in Taka that the Megillah soita has to be written lishma and you can't use a Sefer Torah which was not written lishma. It has to be written lishma like a get. So mele, it cannot be used, neither written for Rachel to use for Leah, nor a Sefer Torah that's written Islamit cannot be used for Parsha Soita. Frech di Gemara v'leisle Rav Acher b'Rav Yoshiya l'hod etnan. Rav Acher b'Rav Yoshiya said that a Megillah Soita written for one lady can be used for another lady. Doesn't he hold of a state in the Mishnah and Gittin that kosav legarish as ishtoi? If someone wrote a get legarish as ishtoi, so the Gemara daf yud gimel amid beis v'nimlach v'nimtzo ben iroi. So posel legarish boy, you can use a get that was written for one isha and one man and now punkt you minimlach, you know, you decide not to divorce your wife and let someone else use it now that has the same name, same ishtoi v'shmoi. So maybe use it for someone else, the same name as his wife and the same husband's name as him. So maybe you can use it for someone else. Avada, you can't. The why can't you? Vashtetin posik, because of losev krisis. The ksiva has to be l'shma. Because of law, law dafka. So doesn't he hold of this din of just like Ksiva's get has to be because of law? So who had din over here? The Parsha Soita has to be written lishma dafka. So there's a fundamental difference. Hosom by get state the cause of law be inon. Ksiva lishma. You need a ksiva lishma. And you can't write from one lady to another lady. It wasn't written lishma. Hocha state in Parsha Soita the osala ksiv. The osala. What's the asiya of the Parsha Soita? Not the ksiva. The asiya is the mechika. The mechika indeed has to be done lishma. The ksiva itself can be written for another lady or even a sefer Torah. But the mechika has to be done lishma. So the Gemara Hacha also looks here. Being an Asielishma, Vasidi Da Mechikehi, and that's Zaka the Ma'aseh Mechika. The Ma'aseh Mechika has to be done Lishma, but La'olam the Ksiva could be one from one Seiter written to another Seiter and used for another Seiter, even if it wasn't written for her. As long as the Ma'aseh Mechika is Zaka L'Shem the Seiter that's at hand. Tosfos says, "Akash, if you tell me that Asi is the mechika, so why can't you use the Sefer Torah?" Zok Tosfos v'im Toimal, "Im ken lom ein moichel lom in a Torah, ba'imari mishum deksiv kosav esa olo iso ela dibinish deksiv l'shem olo." The ksiv l'shem olo wasn't done in the Sefer Torah; it wasn't written l'shem klala. So in Mela, you can't be moichik the Sefer Torah's ksiv of Parsha Saita, because over there the olos weren't written l'shem olos. So that's why it has to be dafka a Parsha Saita, not the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is Parsha Saita, but a Megillah Saita. It could be written for someone else, as long as the Mechika is Lishma. But the Mechika of a Sefer Torah Lishma is not going to help me, because there wasn't written, the Olas weren't written Lishem Klola. We'll stop over here at the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis on the top.